in printing. Whenever anyone asked the father what was playing at the movies or what was on television or who was making all that noise in the attic, his answer would always be the same. Deaf and dumb woman showing a blind man her ass. Then he'd lean back in his chair, ransack his two-day growth of beard, and snort contentedly. If you wanted your answer, you had to investigate on your own, but first you had to gain control of the necessary mode of inquiry. Dayton Daily News, TV Guide, Black & Decker flashlight. This was no easy task. The father was cagey and quick. Snatching the item from his grasp took 10 or 15 tries. Deaf and dumb woman showing a blind man her ass. He spoke with an exaggerated southern drawl, pronouncing deaf as if it were spelled D-E-E-F, clearly blaming the cracker within himself. And of course, they all laughed, the whole family, this being the longest-running joke of the decade. Years later, the son would wonder how much that portrait of unattainability had influenced his outlook on the world. He wondered if being party to the father's constant sarcasm had turned him into a half-empty rather than a half-full type of individual. Or if he'd simply been infused with a heightened sense of irony. The answer lies in the image itself. A voluptuous woman with long black hair presents her perfect round ass to a man who has no eyes to see it with, and seems to have no hands to touch it with, no idea he's in the presence of such beauty. There's only a small distance between them, but she's deaf. She could not hear the man if he cried out, "I am blind, what is happening to me?" And she couldn't reply, even if she did hear him, for she has no voice. The son can envision their disconcerted faces, their straining gestures. They are lewd, yet toilsome, weary as medicated glaciers. They are the saddest people on earth.